This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkal, and today I want to talk about another strategy to be taken which is related to Islamic lifestyle. My words are taken from Quranic verses and Islamic narrations. In social life, a person encounters many people who have different temperaments and behaviors. They are not at all the same. Of course, there are many common traits among humans, but at the same time, there are many differences in the way of vision, in the way of thinking, different strategies they adapt when they are going to deal with the events they face in their life and the like. More importantly, some people are naturally violent, vengeful, spiteful, and rude, while some people are kind, good-natured, and well-behaved. As a result, in many cases, a conflict occurs between good and bad people. I need to add that sometimes, even between good people, some problems occur to differences in vision and attitude. But in this program, I want to talk about the first mentioned conflict, that is, that sometimes rude and impolite people cause serious problems for good people. When such a problem occurs, and it happens to a respected person, and when a respected man confronts a rude man that has a bold approach to him, the first question that arises is what he should do in response. Let me give a quick answer to this question and then move to the next issue that is the main point of my today discussion. The answer is that the respectful man should try to keep his composure and do not try to show any harsh and rough and uncalculated reaction. Because often harsh dealings with rude and offensive people do not end in the benefit of good and respected men. Now let me talk about the other scenario, which is that sometimes, even though not uncommon, it happens maybe too much in our life, that a good person who was once treated badly but by another person gains power and authority. For whatever reason, I don't want to talk about the way a weak man gains power, but however, it happens. Because with the passage of time, the events changes so much and the conditions become so much different that sometimes a powerful man becomes weak and a weak person becomes mighty and influential, gains authority and power, and the ability to take revenge. This is what I want to talk about more. In this case, it may be thought that it is better to take revenge, because by doing this, we can teach that rude person a good lesson so that he will not repeat that ugly behavior once more. But let me say that this type of treatment is not Islamic. Imam Ali in Nahj al-Balagha has a wise advice regarding this matter and says, when you gain power over your adversary, pardon him, excuse him, so that you will be thankful to God for being able to overpower him. Let's go for a short break, and I will describe the wisdom of this noble narration more. I was talking about a narration from Imam Ali saying that if a person finds the power to take revenge to someone who has oppressed him, it is better to forgive him, and we should avoid treating him the way he has treated us. The change of revenge into forgiveness has an important social effect, and it is that revenge usually progresses exponentially and constantly creates another revenge, another problem, causes more insecurity and even more murder. And it never allows peace and tranquility to be emerged in a society. While forgiveness usually put violence to a stop and brings peace to the society. Therefore, in addition to the fact that forgiveness is a morally important and important virtue, it is a valuable social strategy. One of the most important effects and blessings of pardoning the enemies and forgiving the wrongdoers that they had treated us badly is that in many cases the wrongdoers and our adversaries suddenly change and their enmity turns into sincere friendship. No matter how bad people are, often the nature of humanity that is alive, it is alive in their inner body, suddenly may become effective and turn bad people into good and worthy people. Of course, this moral suggestion has an important exception, and that is sometimes the enemy or bad people interpret or forgiveness as a sign of weakness. They interpret or pardon as not being able to do anything, and or pardon causes them to be bolder and let them continue their hostility. In this case, pardoning is wrong. In such case, no one considers forgiveness a virtue, but it is considered a kind of imprudence, and that we are content with the continuation of violence and unjust behavior. But however, this is an exception and not a common prescription. What in most cases should be observed and should be adapted is what Imam Ali pointed to in the mentioned narration, that forgiveness should be observed as the first and basic strategy. However, to forgive and pardon in a case that man has enough power to revenge is a sign of expressing thankfulness to Allah.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Allah, who has bestowed us the power to take revenge, but of course we should not do it. Even the Prophet and his family used to do the same. In the event of the conquest of Mecca at the time of the Prophet, when the Prophet with a huge army became able to overcome the idolaters of Mecca and conquer the city, the first thing he did was that he gave an order to officially announce that he had pardoned all the wrongdoers of Mecca. Among the people of Mecca, there were many people who had oppressed the Prophet, tortured his friends and his companions, and had caused great harm to the Prophet, and even forced the Prophet to leave Mecca and reside in Medina for years. At that time, when the Prophet was leaving Mecca, he did not have enough companions, enough power, and did not enjoy significant might. But at the time he conquered Mecca, he had a lot of power. But his first action was to pardon the oppressors. The Prophet's famous slogan that resonated in Mecca was that he said, "Al-Yawm Yawmul Marhamah." Today is the day of mercy and compassion. We should also train to do the same, that if we gain power, do not think taking revenge is the best reaction. و السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share he knows.